Welcome to Empath, conversations and intentions around meaningful marketing for soulful, sensitive, empathic entrepreneurs. Join me, the feral writer, to talk with truth and texture about creativity from the heart space, marketing with meaning and emotion. This is Empath. Hi guys, and welcome back to the final episode of Empath for 2024. What an incredible year it has been for the podcast. You know, I started this podcast without any real attachment to figures, numbers, listeners, conversion rates, all of these things that I practice day in, day out in my business. I started the podcast because I knew I liked to talk, and I thought I'd be able to help customers by signposting them to relevant podcast episodes that help them, which is something I've been able to do. But what I underestimated was the amount of new people that I would reach, the amount of people who message me in a week and say, I love your podcast, or I've been listening to your podcast episodes. I never really thought about that aspect of it, and that it makes my conversations really accessible to people all around the world, and no matter what industry they're in, without money even being an issue, because anyone can listen to the podcast. So it's been just a real privilege to run it this year and to meet people from every walk of life, from every type of industry, from every corner of the world, who have been unified in the fact that they want to market their business with soul and sincerity. They want to communicate with their customers with authenticity and courage, rather than churning out the same old stuff, sounding the same, looking the same, feeling the same, and not really emotively connecting with their customer, which is what I see so often in marketing. It's very surface level. With Empath, I always wanted it to be about this sense of depth and distinction, of vulnerability and authenticity, and truly connecting from the heart space, which is, you know, what my membership is all about. Empath really is an extension of Empress and all that we practice there. So it's been really wonderful to be able to bring the ethos of Empress to the world through this podcast. So a huge thank you to everyone who's listened in 2024. I'm going to be taking a week off next week. I'm not going to have an episode go live for Christmas week. So my next episode will be in early January 2025, everyone. So when I thought about what topic I wanted to finish the year with, I knew it had to be this one: the importance of intention setting, and how what we decide now for 2025, it sets the whole tone for the year ahead. So tomorrow in my membership community, Empress, we have something called a solstice session, which we do twice a year on each solstice. And essentially, it's like a soul chat session if you're in the membership. It's a monthly, our soul chat is a monthly check-in where we look at where we're going, where we've been, what worked, what didn't work, what we're putting in place, and what we want to achieve out of the month ahead. And we set an intention for that month ahead. A solstice session is very much the same, but it's a bigger. It's looking at 6 months ahead. It's looking at broader overarching goals and vision. And that's what I'm asking you to do today. So if you are a member in Empress, do consider coming to the solstice session. It's really helpful for looking at your, you know, from June to now, and looking at what you're going to want to plan for the next 6 months ahead of you from now till June again. It's really powerful when we come together and we discuss this. And even if you don't join in and you just sit and write down your answers, being asked these questions and prompting the response in you is a really important, powerful thing to do for yourself, your life, and your business. So definitely, if you're a member, do consider joining that. And if you're not a member, do check out the membership. It's a really good time to join right now. And for the money you spend in the membership, you can get so much value. There's live sessions every week. There's all sorts of sessions. There's quarterly content and videos and workbooks for you to work through. There's the 7 chapters of Soulful Marketing, which is a course within the membership. There's just a variety of things, whether you're interested in journaling, co-creativity, goal setting, perhaps you're interested in marketing, or you've got a small business, you want my help with some copy or some marketing ideas, you want to bounce ideas off me. All of these things are possible. You can join the membership even if you don't have a business, because so many people have got side hustles or businesses in their mind that haven't been created yet. And I have some people that have just joined the membership for journaling alone. So there really is something for everybody. Do check it out. But intention setting is really powerful, because You wouldn't get in the car and just drive without knowing where you're going. Well, you might, and that'd be lovely, and it'd be really scenic and really beautiful. But at some point, you're going to be like, what now? You drive to a direction you know that I'm going to X location. I'm going to need to stop at Y location for fuel. But in our businesses, so often people do what they've always done because it's what they've always done, rather than looking at where they want to be, and more importantly, how they're going to get there. So that's my question for you today. Where do you want to be, personally and professionally? When you look at 2025, I want you to look at where you are now and where you want to be this time next year. This time next year, when you're looking back at your year and setting your intentions for the next year, where would you like to be that you're not now? What would you like to have achieved? So it can be anything you want. You might say, I want to earn more revenue. And my question to you would be, how much more revenue? How are you going to do this? What's your plan? What's your plan, Jess? This is what I would say. And you would think, well, I want to earn more revenue, but actually I want to work less hours. So we'd be talking about a passive income offering. Or maybe you'd say, I want to have more time off next year. I don't want to be working this hard. Or I want to start a family. Or I want to move house. Or I want to find love. Whatever it is, look at that and then look at how you're going to achieve it. So if you want to have more time for relaxation next year, I'm probably going to say don't work a 50-hour work week. That's a good starting point. And yet, even though this sounds obvious, a lot of people are not tethering their goals to their lifestyle. They're not saying, hey, I want more time with my family, but I work every Saturday and Sunday. How is this going to work? Like, what am I going to do? What am I going to have to sacrifice or change or adapt in order to spend this more time with my family? And so that's what I'm asking you to do today. Look at where you want to be, look at how you're going to get there, and really spend some time plotting that, taking your time to plot it and say, well, if I want to have £70,000 next year, and I currently have £15,000, well, that's a lot of a jump. How am I going to achieve it? What would get me £50,000? Well, let's think. If I had two new products, and I did launches at these times of the year, and each launch sold to X amount of people, that would give me X. And then if I did this, and I turned this into this, and then repurposed it and resold it, but with this, that would give me X. And that's what I want you to do. If it's a financial goal, don't just put your finger in the air, pie in the sky, which happens all the time. I say to people, what do you want to earn? And they say, I don't know, 50 grand, 50, 40 grand, 60 grand, 100 grand. And I'm like, where are these numbers coming from? And sometimes people are just like, six figures, because, you know, all the marketing is like, earn six figures, six-figure year, and all this, you know, cliche. So people sort of say, well, six figures is where it's supposed to be at, so I guess 100,000. I've had other people say, well, I'm 45, so 45,000. And I'm like, wow. And then when you're 46, 46,000, you know, it's so interesting. People just say, well, what should the answer be? Oh, that'll do. They don't think about their lifestyle and how they're going to achieve it. If you want to achieve £100,000, work backwards and work out how you're going to do it, and then think, what are my other goals? Are my goals to earn this from one-to-one creative work? Is it from a group program? Is it from a product offering I'm introducing? Is it from diversifying into a new market? Maybe I do babies and now I'm going to do mothers. You know, what is your plan for achieving this? You could completely change everything by just entering a new market. You know, if you think that you offer skincare for a female market, if you offered skincare for a male market, automatically that would massively impact your revenue. However, it's not that simple. Is the male market interested in A, skincare, and B, the skincare you're offering? And that's where you've got to look at doing the research and putting the time in. And you need to map all this out. So in your intention setting, you might say, my intention is to explore this market this year, rather than to earn 100 grand from this market and go straight in. Is there a market there in the first place? Do the groundwork, do the legwork. So when you look at 2025, I want you to sort of break it down and say, by the end of the year, I would like to have done X, and here's how I'm going to achieve it in Q1, in Q2, in Q3, in Q4. Here's how I'm going to get this to happen. So you might say, I'm going to do it through launching three courses. And then I say, well, how many courses have you got at the moment? None, I've got zero. So you need to think about that now. What are these courses going to look like? What's the pricing structure going to be in order for you to hit the revenue goals you want to hit? And don't get me wrong, it's not all about revenue. And that's really important. Let's say your goal is to start a family this year. That will involve a hefty amount of time off. And so it's A, being aware of that, and B, working out how you're going to manage that. You know, when I had my first daughter, I hadn't thought about that at all. And it was only after I had her that I realised, passive income would have been really handy right now. So when I was pregnant with my second daughter, that's what I put in place. I knew I'd made these mistakes the first time round and had to work with a newborn in arms. I thought, this time round I'm going to do things differently to free me up. And that was honestly the start of my passive income offering. If I had been smart, I would have, in December, thought ahead. I had 6 months notice. I would have thought, tell you what, before this baby comes, it'd be really good to do this. And I didn't do that. That would have been life-changing for me. But no, I got in the car and I drove and I didn't really think about where I was going because, hey, that's May's problem. That's not January's problem. And it's that thinking that I see in my clients all the time. So today, ask yourself, where do I want to be? How am I going to get there? What's my route going to be? Am I going for a really long scenic route? Am I going down the motorway and it's a straight up and down job? You know, what am I trying to achieve and where am I going? Where am I going? Because where you're going is not where the car next door to you is going. Imagine that you're on the M5 and you're looking at the car next to you thinking, hang on, what are they doing? Where are they going? They've got snacks. What are they listening to on the radio? Their journey is not your journey. And that's the thing. Stay in your own car. Stay in your own lane. Follow your own journey. Do not start looking in other people's windows and wondering what their journey is like, because that is how you end up in a completely different part of the country to where you wanted to be, because you were so busy looking in someone else's window and through their windscreen, because you're looking ahead, looking to the side, that you weren't focusing on your own road and your own lane, and therefore you end up following them. They turn right, you turn right. They turn left, you turn left. And the next thing you know, you're either lost or in a location where you had no intention of being. It starts with knowing where you want to go, knowing what you want to achieve, and then planning how you're going to get there. So, for example, for me this year, you know, it's been huge for me. I've done a lot of work this year on my own business. I've faced a lot of challenges in my life, and it's been really a year of courage for me. I didn't know that when 2024 started, but it's been a year of courage and a year of big change. And I've come out of the year feeling so much more solid and more empowered in myself and what I want from my life and my business. One of those things I've decided is that I'm going to be changing my offerings. I'm going to be consolidating a lot of my offerings. I don't want to spread myself thinly. So for me, it was really important to pour in to Empress, my membership community, which is the foundation of all that I offer. And what's been happening is, and there's nothing wrong with this, but what's been happening is people have come into Empress as like a ground level, and then they've gone on to do other things. So they've either come on into Empress and then they've looked at Contented, or they've come in and looked at Audacity, or they might have looked at coaching with me. And to a certain element, this will stay in the fact that coaching with me is always going to be the next step up, but it's not for everybody, but it's available. And I mean, I couldn't physically do everybody, but it's available at different times for when different people need it. But I thought Empress doesn't get the love it needs to get because, I mean, don't get me wrong, I pour an awful lot into Empress, but I want it to have more than that. I want it to be not somewhere that people go, oh, I'll just pop in and out for a month. Oh, I'll just try it and see what I think. And they're not always committed. And it's not about showing up to all the sessions, because at the end of the day, these sessions are designed to be take it or leave it. I don't want people at every single session because I don't want the membership to ever feel like you have to be showing up. Like if people say to me, oh, I'm so sorry I didn't show up for the session. No problem. Like they're not designed to show up to every single one. So I want it to be really relaxed like that. But I also don't want people going like, oh, well, I'm going to dip out for a month and I'll come back in 3 months. Because I don't feel like there's true value there if you're not. It's a relationship. It's a relationship. And the problem was there's not a lot of value on what's inside Empress. People weren't really digging into it. They'd come to one or two sessions, but they weren't digging into the gold mine of value and meaning inside Empress. So what I've decided to do for 2025, which is really huge, is consolidate everything. So I'm going to put all my courses, pretty much, apart from Contented to start with, in Empress. So that when people sign up to Empress, they don't just get my membership and my creative quarterly and my personal help weekly in the sessions with all the variety and all the community. On top of that, they're also going to get the full access to Audacity, to Converted, to Manifested, to Class Copy, to the Scribe Sessions, and to other things I'm going to be bringing in throughout the year. Every year I want to bring something in, because I thought, how cool would it be to really give something more with more depth in the membership, so that the current members are getting rewarded for being members, and they're just getting it all at no extra cost. And then I'll be putting the price up in January. I'm putting it up quite a lot, because the value of Empress is going to be so much more now it's going to be this vault with everything in it. So you can literally get a marketing course in there, a copywriting course in there, a journaling course in there, a mini copywriting course in there. You know, you've got the Autumn of Realignment that we just did, which is really beefy on its own. There's so much in there. And then every year I thought I'd just try and throw something else in and make it even richer and even more in depth and textured than it already is. And that it would mean that you could get so much more from the membership. It would offer so much more. It would be more all-encompassing. Rather than somewhere that people just dip in and out of, it could be like a one-stop place, like a home and a hub for everything you need for heart marketing, which is what I really wanted. So they're not just getting a creative quarter, which has got everything in it with the live session and the amazing support network in there, but they're also getting to choose their area of focus and work on it in their own time and their own steam, and have their own little space in there where they can go and work on that but come to session, work on that and come to session, and be able to come to session in a way that you can't. So for example, Audacity, my copywriting course, is 16 modules, and at the moment, you would buy the course and do it DIY. You know, the course is £150 on its own. You would do the course DIY and you're on your own. Whereas in Empress, you're able to then come to the sessions with the work you've done in Audacity. You know, we have a dedicated copywriting session or a dedicated Spark session. Come and ask me and get my feedback live on your work that you're doing in the course. So it's much more immersive. So for me, I really wanted there to be a new experience this year for Empress, and also to really deepen and renew and revitalize that experience every single year, so that I'm working on refining and improving and honing Empress. So it's a home for us. It's a home for creative entrepreneurs. You know, the people who are in my courses are pretty much all in. People that buy into my membership, my coterie, my community, they're pretty much all in. They buy so much of what I offer. And I knew that I wanted to pour more into that. It was about spending more time in one place rather than spreading myself too thin by creating too many courses, which I know I have done. But it's been a learning curve to get here and to think, what is my intention? So I've gone through this exact process I'm asking you to go through, thinking, well, hang on, where do I want to be? And what do I want to achieve? And what's my plan? And my plan was always for Empress to be the sort of the central point, for it to be that, you know, if you see these little maps that say start here, at the moment it's overwhelming because there's so many different things I offer. So I thought, how good would it be to just have one focus? You start here, you start in Empress, and Empress gives you access to the vault of all the courses that I've done. So that is going to be my plan for 2025. But at the beginning of 2024, I didn't know that. I literally got in the car and drove and didn't know where I was going. It's been a real learning curve to discover where I'm at in my business and what I want from it. And it's not over. You know, I think 2025 is going to be the big year for me in working out my future for the business and where I want to be. And what do I want to achieve through all the work that I'm doing? Because it's so much more than marketing. It's so hard to explain Empress because it's not just about marketing. There's so much emotion and meaning in there. And the members, I'm so connected to my members. It's such a loyal, loving space. It's not like a business space. It's very hard to explain. It's not like networking. It's so heart-centric, and that's what I pride myself on. So that's where I'm at, and that's what I'm going to be doing for 2025. I would love to know what you're going to be doing for 2025. What is your intention going to be for the year? And how are you going to set yourself on that path? How are you going to achieve that? That's what I'm asking you today. So we finish every single episode with an invitation to set an intention. So today I'm asking you, where do you want to be for 2025? What is your intention and how are you going to get there? Do stay in touch with me, guys. I'm signing off now for the year. If you want to or feel called to come to the final Empress session of the year, which is tomorrow's solstice session, you can still sign up for Empress. You can sign up for Empress anytime in the Christmas holidays. I'm not going to be around, but all the content is there. And it's best to sign up before January, because in January the price is going to go up to £77 a month. So it's going to go up quite a bit because of all the value that's coming. But if you get in before that, you get all that value at a lower price. So it's definitely worth considering getting in before January if you can. A final thank you to everyone for listening to this podcast, sharing this podcast, for those of you who've reviewed it or messaged me on Instagram to either share it with your followers or message me to say how much it's helped you. It really means the world to me. I have absolutely loved doing this year, and I cannot wait to see you guys in January. Have a wonderful holiday, everybody. Happy New Year. And remember, whatever you do, all you've got to be is true. Thank you for listening to Empath, the podcast for meaningful marketing for soulful creatives. If you want more from me, head to my website, jesscollins.co.uk, and check out my membership community, Empress, where you will find a community of heart-centered creatives, the Empress Practice, my signature 7 chapters of soulful marketing, and weekly live sessions, from soul goal setting to journaling and personal access to me. The doors are currently open. Be sure to message me on Instagram at @TheFeralWriter to let me know how you found this episode. Take care, and I'll be back next week.